Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Alive to Thrive. I am so excited to be bringing you our show today from Missouri on June 26, 2015. My name is Brenda Fraser, the host of Alive to Thrive, and history was made today by the Supreme Court. And for those of you that haven't heard, just go to CNN or check out your local news feed. But it was a big decision that was a long time in coming, and I just want to give a shout out to all the people around the country who work for change and for who have courage to speak up and stand out and not be a bystander. It takes a lot of courage to stand up for what you believe in. And today my guest, Heather Womble from St. Louis, is one of those types of people that doesn't sit on the sidelines, doesn't let life happen to her. She makes choices and makes things happen. And I have a wonderful quote I want to share with you today. And the quote is, if you want to accomplish anything in life, you can't just sit back and hope it will happen. You've got to make it happen. And this other really nice quote by Dr. Robert Anthony is, courage is simply the willingness to be afraid and act anyway. So I want to welcome Heather to Alive to Thrive. How are you today, Heather?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we are so excited to learn more about you and your company, Daydreamer, and your big dream to travel to Thailand to help work with abused and injured elephants at the Elephant Rescue and Rehabilitation Center called the Elephant Nature Park, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. As some of my listeners know, I own a store called Butterfly and Moon, which just opened in May, on South Main Street, 814 South Main Street in historic St. Charles. And Heather has products that we carry at our store. They're one of our best-selling products. They are all natural beauty products under the brand name Daydreamer. And Heather was introduced to me by my friend Kathy Wasserman, and Heather's dating Kathy's son, Ian. And Heather started this company, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about that. Heather, how old are you, 23? 32. Okay, I had the numbers transposed. Okay,
I'll go 32.
That's still pretty young. We'll get that corrected in the show description. But still, when did you start your own business under the brand name of Daydreamer?
Daydreamer was born April 10th, 2014. That's when the idea came about.
And why that name? How did you just settle on that name?
Well, since I was a child, I'd escape into my own wonderland, if you will, my safe place. It was where I could go and just know that there was no evil. And so I've been a daydreamer, stargazer all my life. So it just is fitting. It's me.
So there are people that daydream, and that has the connotation of sitting around and just thinking about things, but you're a person of action. So what made you decide to actually start a business and start making products? For those that don't know, Heather makes beautiful soaps, votive candles, candle melts, and lip balm that are all made with natural products and no toxic chemicals. But how did that come about, making soaps and candles?
Well, you know, I was laid off my job in December, the last day of December 2013, and I'd always wanted to do something, to create something that was mine. And, you know, soaps and smelly good stuff has always been something very important to me. I've always had incense or candles going when I'm at home. For some reason, it just helps me relax and forget about the stresses of life. It really makes me feel at home. So I wanted to be able to share that feeling with others and help them feel relaxed and at home, you know, wherever they may be.
And I think when people look at your products in our shop, they pick them up and smell them. First, they're surprised because they smell exotic, perhaps. There's patchouli and saffron or lavender and eucalyptus. There's some unusual combinations. And instantly, they feel transported. And, you know, it's a little bit of pampering, but it's healthy self-love. It's a way to give yourself a little break from the daily stresses by either taking a bubble bath or just bathing with some beautiful soaps. But what kinds of feedback did you get? Before I go there, let's talk about how you researched the ingredients and how you chose the various herbs and aromatherapy that you use in your products.
Well, you know, we started off, my first ones were lavender with fresh ground eucalyptus leaves, and it's just a very therapeutic scent, lavender being very relaxing and eucalyptus kind of just cleansing and helping you breathe better. And then it just kind of grew from there, you know, picking up different scents that were nostalgic to me and hopefully will be nostalgic for others and bring them to a happy place.
Well, it's true. Scents do remind us of a time and place. I was surprised when I saw a scent you used that's lilac. A lot of people think of lilacs associated maybe with their mothers or grandmothers. They only bloom briefly in the spring, and they're a very delicate flower. I've never seen lilac in products that I've, you know, normally have shopped for. But what are some of the scents that you've used? You know, what are some of the nostalgic memories or feelings that it brought to you, brought back memories for you?
Well, one of them is, they call it Barbershop, and it is a bay rum and amber, and it reminds me of my late grandpa. I remember sitting on his lap with his big old belly, and he just smelled like fresh shaving cream, and that was one of the scents that really just, I just knew that I had to do this. I just felt so safe.
Awesome. And so was it hard to get the right balance of ingredients for it to set correctly?
No, actually, I did a lot of research, to make sure, and I've done a lot of trial runs, some in the beginning, and didn't work out, and some were just awesome. I go through very trusted, great sites with, 100% pure essential oils. So, yeah.
And so are your essential oils from all over the world, or are they from the U.S.?
Yeah, they're actually from the U.S. One of them is in Raleigh, North Carolina, actually.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. I was wondering where essential oils come from and whether they're grown in the U.S. or if they're. So that's another good thing to say, that they're U.S. sourced and products made locally. I think there's a growing trend that people want locally made products and products that are, you know, not toxic and not harmful to one's health. We carry a book called Not Just a Pretty Face that lists the dirty dozen of the 12 worst toxic chemicals. And it surprised me when I read the book that some of the chemicals in our skincare products and shampoo and everyday products that we think are safe are the same chemicals that are used in garage floor cleaner or Windex or bug spray or, you know, these very toxic products that carry warning labels saying, you know, don't touch, don't have it in contact with your skin, don't breathe it, you know, don't use it if you're pregnant. And yet those same products, those same chemicals, excuse me, are not yet banned in the U.S. And I know they're banned in Canada and Europe, and I know there's been legislation about that here in the U.S. Are you familiar with any of that effort to ban those chemicals?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's important because that stuff that we put into on our body, it just seeps right into our bloodstream, you know, and people don't really realize that just because it's sold at Walmart. Well, you know, okay, it's convenient and it's there, but it's so bad for you.
Well, I know that Stacey Malkin, who wrote the book, has testified before Congress, and, you know, I think it's a profit thing. Johnson & Johnson has finally admitted that there's formaldehyde in their baby shampoo and has pledged to remove it, but I think it's not till 2018 or something when it will be, you know, totally removed, which I don't get why they have to wait so many years. But I think there's more consumer pressure for organic and healthy, and now that the research has come out where when they've cut open breast cancer tissue, that there are phthalates in and parabens in the breast cancer tissue. So it's an important issue, and I want people to be aware, just as a side note, to go to the Environmental Working Group's cosmetic database. It's cosmetics with an S, database.com, and you can look up one of 80,000 products, and they will tell you how toxic it is from 1 to 10. And there's a whole guide there to healthy cleaning, greener cleaning in your house, which people are wanting to know more about. There's a personal product tips and, you know, quick tips for safer cosmetics and all kinds of information. So their website is EWG.org, which stands for Environmental Working Group, and they have the Skin Deep Cosmetics Database. And it's an important issue for people to get involved. You can sign up for their action list, get notices. But they are a founding member of the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, and we had Stacey Malkin here in Missouri a few years ago to talk about this issue. And it was a real eye-opening issue for women and men, and there are toxic chemicals that are in men's products too. And I have been happily pleased to see men buying the Daydreamer products and the soaps because, you know, let's face it, men want to smell good too, and they want to know that they're using products that are natural, et cetera. So you've been making these products and selling them locally. Where do you sell them besides Butterfly and Moon in St. Charles, Missouri? Where else are you selling your products?
Well, you know, it was really just by word of mouth. I have my Daydreamer Facebook business page, and as well as there is a shop called Old Mountain Gear Exchange in Maplewood, and, you know, they sell my lip balms there. So that's kind of where it started, and then, of course, with you, and that's just been huge. And then
so it started with the lip balm first. Was that your first product? the lip balm. Yeah. And then do you have plans for other products coming in the future?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would like to make shampoo, conditioner, you know, lotion, body butters, and all of that. And I make deodorant, but it's on a request because request only because there's a lot that goes into it, but it's all amazing products.
Oh, well, put me on that list. I didn't know you made that. That's
yeah.
Awesome. It's really hard to find good organic deodorant. So at what point did you learn about the Elephant Nature Park and the woman that started it? Tell us a little bit how your discovery process of how you learned about the Elephant Nature Park.
Well, a good friend of mine actually brought it up. And, you know, I'm always talking about animals, you know, signing petitions and stuff. And she told me about this park and said that I should go. And I researched it that night. I was up until like 3 a.m. researching. And I just felt it. I knew this is where I'm supposed to be. So the next day, you know, I started getting the ball rolling. And Lek, the woman who founded this, I mean, she is literally the elephant whisperer. She is the most amazing woman that I have yet to meet, and I so look forward to meeting her.
They do have a website with a lot of great information and some videos, and want to make sure people know to go to elephantnaturepark.org to read about them. They are set in the northern province of northern Thailand. And they were established in the 1990s. I think the whole issue around the abuse of elephants and circus elephants has only been in the last few years that I've started hearing about it in more mainstream ways. But do you know much about how she got started in the 1990s and how she's, you know, got her park started in Thailand?
Well, you know, she's actually started, her love for elephants started. Her father is a healer, a shaman and healer, and he was paid for something and as an elephant. So she got a young elephant, and it was just her baby. And then she started learning about the Thai culture that has been going on for centuries. They call it Feijan, and basically what that means is to crush. And the baby elephants are taken from their mother at a very young age, and they go to what's called a tourist camp, and they go through this week-long situation where they're locked in this pen, and their legs are tied. Front legs are tied to a tree, their back legs are tied to a tree, and basically they are beaten, stabbed, burned into submission until their spirit is broken and they obey their master, if you will. They call it a mahout.
Mm.
So it's a very terrible thing.
It's terrible, and it's, do you know what other countries are... have elephant conservation parks or trusts? I know there's something called the Elephant Trust, but it's not just Thailand, it's Africa and India and various countries, right? And even here in the U.S., there's a lot of elephant abuse. I never liked the whole circus elephant thing. They're very intelligent animals. And
oh, boy, they are.
I think people have forgotten that... animals are intelligent as they are. There was an article that's been circulating on the internet for a couple of years, but my friend, actually another artist at Butterfly and Moon, told me about this story about an elephant conservationist in, I believe it was Africa, who worked with some elephant herds that were, there was a difficulty in keeping them on a preserve. They wanted to break out of the preserve, and they had shot a mother and her baby calf. Is that what they're referred to, calves? And they called this guy, and they said, you know, you better come, you know, get these elephants or do something with them. Otherwise, we're going to shoot them because they won't stay on the preserve. And he became the elephant whisperer sort of person there in Africa. And when he died, so he cared for these elephants for many years, and when he died, there was like a procession of elephants that came to his house and just stood silently, like mourning his loss. I mean, did you hear about that person?
I did not hear about that story. It's very interesting.
Oh, okay. I was going to send you that article. We'll put that up on Facebook. I believe it was Ian Douglas Hamilton is his name.
Okay.
And so if people Google it, it's up there. But they are one of the world's most intelligent animals. They're very sensitive. They possess empathy and self-awareness. They live in family groups. There's been years and years of poaching due for the demand of ivory. And more than 33,000 African elephants, for example, in Africa, are killed each year. And that's just what we know of. And it's in a crisis situation. It's like what's happened to other species. I just saw the film about the humpback whales at the IMAX theater. And, we as a society, there are tribal cultures and then there's civilization, but, we have to come together to save these animals from extinction. So you found out about this program just this past year?
Yes.
And
yep.
So, I mean, it's one thing to care about an issue and donate some money and tell your friends about it, but you have decided to travel all the way to Thailand by yourself on 9/11, on September 11th. Why that date? Why did you pick September 11th to do your trip?
Well, honestly, I felt like it may be the safest day to travel overseas. I've never been out of the country, and I feel safe about that day, actually.
That's interesting. Some people feel just the opposite, but it's a significant
yes.
day, and I think it's a day that everyone takes pause and reflects on what it means to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think
yes.
what it means, part of what it means to be American is to have the freedom to stand up for your beliefs and to take action on them. And what's unique about the United States is that we are an incredibly generous culture and do support people's dreams. And I know that when I went to Africa last year, the trip was only possible by the gifts of hundreds of people, small and large, but, $10 gifts, $20 gifts, a lot of little, small gifts that made that happen through GoFundMe and through events. So talk about GoFundMe and tell people, share with my audience what that is and how it's helping you fund your dream.
Well,
so if they
GoFundMe.
Have a dream, they can use it too.
Yeah, GoFundMe is a great website to help get your word out there to be the voice for your cause and to help people be aware and, because a lot of people don't really think about a lot of stuff that goes on. We all get so busy in our day-to-day lives. And this is my first GoFundMe campaign, but it really has helped. I have raised $550 so far, which is awesome. And, it's helping me get there. Every bot counts. That's high currency. And,
Well, that's true. And GoFundMe has such great social media tools where you can plug it into Facebook, LinkedIn, and email contacts. I was surprised when it gathered up all my contacts from all those sources that it was something like 7,000 people. I had no
wow.
idea I knew that many people. But it just takes a village. It takes only a few people to fund a dream. And so tonight we are hosting a benefit for Heather at the Butterfly and Moon gift shop at 814 South Main. It will be from 6 to 8:30. We'll have live music performed by Jackie Klein, who's a well-known flautist. She plays Native American flute as well as jazz selections on the flute. And we will also have wonderful food and art, all the artists. There's 12 different women artists represented at Butterfly and Moon, and many of them have created unusual pieces. One piece is a mosaic elephant created out of pieces of mirror and glass and vintage jewelry that's made by Cheryl Huffmeyer, who makes mosaics. We also have prints of watercolor paintings done by Vicky White. We have also various artwork by other artists such as Mary Alice Wright. And sorry for the background noise. We have a studio here in Missouri with other animals, not elephants, but other animals that like to make various noises. So I apologize for that. Heather, tell us what your expectations are for tonight.
I'm trying not to have any expectations, actually. I'm just going to be open. I'm looking forward to meeting a bunch of new people and just being a voice and creating awareness and, you know, networking. I'm so over the moon about it.
Well, we've gotten some great response, and some people that can't be there tonight are making gifts online, either through GoFundMe or we have an Eventbrite page. And both of those links are found on Heather's page, which is facebook.com/daydreamerstl, or you can also search on Facebook for the event called Benefit to Save the Elephants in Thailand, or go to facebook.com/butterflyandmoon, because we have the event posted there. So you can get your tickets online through Eventbrite. It's better that way than at the door. We're expecting a full house. There's going to be a lot of people there. As I said, we're going to have some light refreshments, some shopping. We're even having someone is bringing some gourmet chocolates and chocolate martinis, and we'll have a presentation of a slideshow of some of the elephants that are at the Elephant Nature Park. A little educational presentation that Heather will be giving. And a big shout-out to Gail Gallagher of Pirate Pictures. Did Gail help you with your presentation, Heather?
Oh, yes. She was amazing. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she created.
Oh, my God. That was so generous of her. I didn't know that it actually had happened. I made the introduction, and then I didn't know if you and her had actually connected. So Gail Gallagher of Pirate Pictures. Also, you can find Gail's website or Facebook page. It's facebook.com/piratepictures. She makes she's a local movie producer, and she's got a big heart for good causes and stepped up to the plate. And so that's what it takes. It takes people donating both cash and talent and treasure. So we've had people donate items for the silent auction. And we'll be having bidding going on for some of those items. And the money from the ticket price to get in will all be going to Heather's trip. So hopefully we'll raise enough for her airfare. What's airfare run to Thailand?
I'm sorry?
What does the airfare cost to go to Thailand?
Oh, it's about $2,000.
And where do you fly from St. Louis to where? Chicago or New York or L.A.?
To Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to Seoul, South Korea. And
oh,
then
my
South
goodness.
Korea to Chiang Mai.
Oh, wow.
On the way down there, though, it will literally be 22 hours on a plane.
That, I think, is longer than it took me to get to Africa. I think it was 18 to Africa. It's like 22 hours, and
yes.
So you leave on the 11th and you arrive on the 12th, correct?
Yeah, at around midnight.
You'll be pretty exhausted, and I assume they pick you up at the airport. And what's the housing situation like? Is it a dormitory? I assume there's other volunteers there at the same time.
Yeah, from all around the world. There's about 60 to 80 different volunteers for each week. We stay, and it's kind of like a dormitory, but in a hut style. You know, you get your twin size bed and your mosquito net. And they do serve you three vegetarian Thai buffets a day, which is which is going to be so good. We do get some free time, but there will be a lot of labor involved. You know, any type of maintenance needed around the park, building fences that the elephants playing around, if knocked over, you know, chopping up their food, going to the plantations and chopping down corn stalks and banana trees and, you know, preparing their food every morning. We even get to bathe them in the river with buckets, you know, and it's just
wow.
So great.
That's going to be a life-changing trip. Think you'll be writing, keeping journals, and do you think you might write a book about it?
I may. I have a journal, actually, that I'm going to be taking there, and any downtime I have, I'm just going to sit and observe the elephants. I could watch them all day.
Well, I've started watching some of the videos on YouTube, and one video I just posted on the Facebook today was a volunteer's video about his experiences arriving and greeting the elephants and being so up close that you can just look right into their eyes and into their souls.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's fantastic. And I'm sure you'll be blogging about that, and people can follow your trip online and through Facebook. Hopefully you'll have access to the internet through an internet cafe or something, at least at one point during the trip. But we're going to take a short little break. We have to take a station identification break and have a couple of public service announcements. We'll be right back. You're listening to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser, which airs every Friday at 12 noon Central. I interview entrepreneurs, artists, and people that are out making a change in the world, who are making the world a better place. My guest today is Heather Womble of Daydreamer. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be back in less than 2 minutes.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. When you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard of Modere yet? Modere is a new online retail brand for today's modern shopper. We bring stylish, safe, exclusive products for everyday living. At Modere, things are different. We hold ourselves to a higher standard of being modern, accessible, and ahead of the curve. Modere offers ultra-premium products such as hair care, skin care, and household essentials at crazy affordable prices. Most importantly, Modere's products are safe and non-toxic. In fact, Modere makes some of the safest and most effective clean label products on the market today. With free shipping on most orders, a 30-day money-back guarantee on all products, and huge discounts for repeat customers, trying Modere truly is a win-win. Go to Modere.com right now. That's Modere.com. Again, that's Modere.com, and use the promo code THRIVE for savings up to $25 off your first order. Again, it's Modere.com, and use the promo code THRIVE. You'll love the free shipping and the big savings off all the products you desire for a modern life. Modere, we are stylish, safe, smart.
You're listening to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser on GGM Music. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Live to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser. Our guest this week is Heather Womble, creator of all-natural beauty products under the brand Daydreamer. And Heather is planning to go to Thailand by herself on 9/11. She's going to work with abused and injured animals, elephants, at the Elephant Nature Park. And we're having an event tonight on June 26th here in St. Charles, Missouri at Butterfly and Moon, 814 South Main Street. You can find information on Facebook at facebook.com/butterflyandmoon. Like the page while you're there and learn about Heather's trip, her passion for elephants. You'll be inspired to live your dream, however big or small. If you want to donate to Heather and this amazing adventure she's going on, you can go to GoFundMe.com/DaydreamerSTL. Again, that's GoFundMe.com/DaydreamerSTL. Heather, so welcome back. Wanted to talk a little bit about challenges and getting up after you have a setback. You know, nothing ever goes as we planned, especially international travel. I should know that. But even the planning process or the process of having your own business, can you talk a little bit about some of the setbacks you've had and what you did to overcome them?
Well, you know, I'm still very new at, you know, starting a business. I have a lot to learn, but I am very excited about it. When I get back from Thailand, I'm going to take some business classes as well as an animal welfare assistant program. You know, and as far as advice and setbacks, to just remember to take one day at a time, you know, try not to let it overwhelm you, and remember why you're starting your business, to be brave and believe in yourself. And if I can reiterate something that is incredibly important is, do not give up before the miracle happens. You know, I almost did. Before I met you, I was feeling like, what am I doing? Should I stop this? You know, should I go back and do a 9-to-5? And, you know, and I really was. I was feeling like I was giving up because I just didn't feel like it was going where I wanted it to. And then I was introduced to you, and within a matter of a couple of weeks, it's all coming true, and I'm so glad that I did not give up on myself and my dream.
Wow, that was so eloquent, and that is so true. I love that. Just keep it simple, one day at a time, and never give up before the miracle happens. And that seems to be it. It's having that faith in the unknown, having that faith that something's guiding you, and having that faith that the right person at the right time will show up. I wrote a chapter in a book called 7 Points of Impact that our mutual friend Kathy Wasserman is also in, and I know she helped a lot with getting that book published. But my chapter title is called Help is on the Way, and it's basically the premise, the theory that in life we'll be at a fork in the road, and we won't know which path to take or whether to quit or to go back, and there will be someone on that path that will point us in the right direction or give us the information we need to continue our journey. And I am humbled and honored that I could play a small part in your journey, because I know that by supporting you and your dreams, that you are going to go on to help other women, and you will pay it forward, because that's the type of person you are. And, I mean, I get asked a lot by various people to support this cause, that cause. Of course, being a shop on Main Street, almost every day we have someone coming in asking for auction items or this or that. But it's really the people I choose to affiliate with are the ones that I know are going to pay it forward and are going to inspire other people, because then I know there's a ripple effect. Then I know that it's not just that golf tournament that people are going to eat, drink, play golf, and they're not going to really be changed in any way. But the people that hear your story, maybe they'll get a little braver. Maybe they'll think about acting on their dream, whether it is to start their own business or to take their art more seriously. We have a lot of artists at the shop who are just starting out with their businesses as full-time artists. And like you said, it's to believe in yourself, and it's to surround yourself with the right support, mm-hmm. The right support system. And you mentioned a journal. Do you keep a gratitude journal?
Oh, yes. I have to remind myself that I am very fortunate. And I have more than a lot of people, like a lot of people don't. And it's not necessarily material items, but just the people in my life and the love that I'm surrounded with, the support. So yes, I do have a gratitude journal.
Well, I just saw a quote last night that said, it's not that happy people are thankful, it's that thankful people are happy. And I know Oprah has talked a lot about that. And, you know, anyone that is feeling down and out, you know, if you just take a minute and jot down a few things you're grateful for, you know, your attitude will shift. And certainly going overseas, you know, when I went to Africa, you know, you see people that don't have shoes, that don't have water, that don't have clean sanitation. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And I mean, they have 9 people living in a little shack made out of cardboard, you know. So you come back to this country with a shifted perspective of, you know, really more things to be grateful for. And I'm sure you'll see that in Thailand as well. On the way to the Elephant Nature Park, you'll probably get to see some of the local villages and towns. Are you planning to do any touring around northern Thailand outside of your volunteer experience?
You know, I get there 2 days before they pick me up to kind of rejuvenate and get myself up to par so I can be the best me and do as much as I can. But one really cool thing, while I'm at the park, not only will I be helping at the park with the rescued elephants, but we also get to go to the near local school and educate the children and, you know, do anything that we can. And my goal is not only to get myself there, but I would really love to come with a separate luggage packed full of supplies, either for the park or for the children at the school. You know,
oh, great idea. Well, we'll have to do a collection of some books and crayons and coloring books. And I know that a lot of kids in other countries don't have access to books like we have here. They don't have access to libraries. I know that soccer balls can be deflated, crayons, even costume jewelry for the little girls can be so meaningful. I brought costume jewelry to the women in Africa, and they were so grateful to have their own piece of jewelry. Also brought beads, and we made necklaces for them. So that's great. I didn't know you were going to be speaking to school kids while you were there. That might be something. Have you thought about doing that when you got back, to speak to some of the either girls at through the Girl Scouts or the Girls Inc. or some of these programs that empower inner city teens?
I would love to. I would love the opportunity, and I hope that this trip will open many doors for me in that aspect.
Well, we'll certainly make those
animals,
connections
too. Yeah.
I hadn't even thought about that. That's fantastic. And see, so it becomes more than just a trip. It becomes ingrained in your DNA that it's not just about helping at the rehabilitation center for the elephants. It's also educating kids that, you know, they can get involved with an environmental issue, and maybe they can go volunteer at the local zoo. They can do things in their own backyard to help the environment, to help at local wildlife rescue places. I know many states have them. I worked at one in Colorado, but we have one here in Missouri. We have a bird sanctuary. We have a wolf rescue that I have several friends that volunteer there. So, I mean, there's lots of different ways to get involved. You don't have to travel all the way across the world. You can get involved locally. Are you involved with any local charities, or have you been in the last 5 or 10 years?
I've rescued down at the Humane Society, you know, walking the dogs and cleaning kennels and, you know, various things like that. And, of course, I, you know, donated money. In fact, a couple of years ago, I donated to the Gentle Barn, and I adopted a turkey. And I chose not to have turkey for Thanksgiving. And his name was Benny. And I got a photo of him and everything, and it was really special. I recommend checking out that site. It's gentlebarn.com, and it's located in California.
Wow, I never even heard of that. Gentle Barn, B-A-R-N?
Mm-hmm, and they rescue different barn animals and let them live the rest of their life as they should, you know. It's an amazing project.
Wow, that is so neat. Well, any closing thoughts about your trip, other things you're doing to prepare? What kind of shots do you have to get to travel to Thailand?
Oh, boy. There are different few, some I can't even pronounce. I did pick up my what I call anti-malaria pills. So, yeah, I'll be taking those, and I need to get some typhoid pills, if I'm saying that right, and, you know, various different other shots. I'm nervous about it all. It's a huge thing. It's the biggest thing I've ever done in my life. So I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself.
Well, you're 20 years ahead of me because, you know, I was 54 when I did it. And, I mean, I was afraid of the shots, too. And then it turns out that, you know, you go there to get them at the health department and, you know, they make it so friendly because a lot of kids go there for vaccines. So there's, you know, fun little elephant and cartoon characters on the walls and, you know, it's over and done. I'm sitting there talking and next thing, you know, the woman's like, oh, you're already done. I'm like, really? That was fast. But the malaria pill's important to take, certain sequencing. But, you know, there are the State Department and your local doctor can give you information. If people are listening and want to go overseas, they can give you the information you need about what shots to get and just trust that. I mean, I probably overdid it. I got all my hep A, B, C, I don't know, all the different hepatitis shots and just to be on the safe side and got my tetanus shot updated as well. But you know, I didn't have any side effects from any of those shots. I didn't feel any differently from taking the malaria pills, but it's just the precautions that you take. And especially if you're doing a volunteer travel experience with an organization that's well established. And there are many out there. Definitely want to encourage people to look into them. You can work at an orphanage. You can, you know, there are all kinds of experiences outside of Peace Corps, which is a longer term, but to go for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month where you can use your skill sets. There are some women from Cape Girardeau going down to Haiti 3 times a year, and they're bringing supplies for pregnant women and medical supplies, and turns out that, you know, they don't even have any veterinarians down there. So the doctors that go on the medical missions sometimes are doing veterinarian care as well on injured animals. But they're going down 3 times a year, and they're bringing back the bracelets and necklaces that are made in Haiti. And so that, certainly, Heather, I hope you bring back things from Thailand that we can have at the Butterfly and Moon. But we love we love to carry products from around the world, and we have, you know, the recycled glass beads from Ghana that are made there locally by the women, and we have hand-painted gum nuts made in Australia by the Aboriginal women, and we have real butterfly wings from Malaysia and from Peru. So we try to have a little bit of an international bent, but it's also a way to educate people about these local cultures that rely so desperately on fair trade products. Like we carry bracelets made in Nepal. So it helps the women in these countries to earn a living to feed their families. And what I know is that in Africa, and I'm sure this is true for other parts of the world, is that that one woman working might support 8 or 9 people. And so it's really important to buy fair trade. It's important to be educated about where your products are coming from and to support, you know, locally made products here made locally in the United States, and as well as fair trade products that are coming in that have been vetted. There's a fair trade process. We have a caller on the line. Want to jump over and say hello to our caller. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I am Heather's mom.
Yay!
Hi, Mom.
Yay. You must be very proud of your daughter.
Oh, my goodness. I am over the moon and butterfly. My daughter has been rescuing animals since she's been wee-high. She's been bringing home every little broken bird, rabbit, squirrel. We would watch John Wayne Duke on TV, and her first questions would be, Mom, the horses, what are they doing to the horses? Are they okay? She's always running out with the animals.
And it's true. It starts at a young age. You can see it often in children that do care about animals. They interact with animals differently. It's almost like they understand the secret language of animals.
You bet.
And so that's kind of neat. So she's always had this in her. It's not just been something that came up recently.
Oh, no. It's always been in her. And I've always wondered, this is different. But her compassion and love is so down to earth. It's what you see is what you get. There's no big facade about this child. She is just a light. She's a light in my life. And anybody that is able to be a part of this, you will reap tenfold of whatever you get, whatever you put in. I'm just so proud of you, sweetheart. So you go, girl.
Thanks for calling in. That's so awesome. And it brings tears to my eyes because my mom didn't get to see me live out my dreams. And although I know she's proud of me, I was raised by a single mother, and so was my business partner, Patrice. And, you know, it goes to show you that it doesn't matter what kind of family circumstances, whether there are economic challenges or any kind of challenges. If you have a dream and you have a desire, everybody has choices that they can do something really awesome in their life. This little girl came into the store yesterday, and she had a T-shirt on that said, oh, my goodness, I posted on Facebook. It was something like more than awesomeness, or it was just, and she was just bursting with joy. She was 3 years old and just bursting with joy. And that's the kind of feeling that I try to help people connect back to, because there's a lot of heaviness in the world. There's a lot of, you know, sometimes bad news. If you watch a lot of news and read the paper, I mean, you can get really bummed out. But if you do something positive, it shifts your focus to making a difference. And I just want to commend you, Heather, for all you're doing. And we look forward to having a very successful party tonight. Again, there's a benefit tonight at Butterfly Moon at 814 South Main. You can support Heather's trip to Thailand to help with Elephant Rescue and the Elephant Nature Park. And if you want to support her trip, you can just go to GoFundMe.com/DaydreamerSTL and make a gift of any amount, $10 or $100. It's all good. It all will go to a good cause and will go directly to someone making a difference that will help other people and educate young kids about the meaning of caring for our planet and caring for our environment. So, Heather, any closing thoughts?
You know, I just want to say, please help me be an extension of your goodwill and to remember that love can heal, and we can do it.
I love it. Love can heal. Well, we're going to close out with a song called Paint the Sky by John Two Hawks, who is performing in St. Louis this weekend. I believe he's in town. He'll be back the end of November at the Center for Spiritual Living. So everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy your Pride events wherever they are in across the United States, and celebrate with the ones you love.
Call it home, this old world. From
will come. It begins with you and me and how we see the trees and the fish in the sea. It's a big round world. It's a beautiful world. We call it home, this old world. From America to Australia, we're looking for a peaceful world. Peaceful world. It's time to be a brother, a sister and a mother, a friend, a spouse, and a lover. Treat each other well. No one is going to hell. Teach love, not hate. It's a big round world.